Y'all just leave me alone. How about you leave me alone?
I'm just excited. Step off my nuts.
Let a man make a selfie if he wants to.
I'm excited for your all selfie coffee table book. It's coming out in 2016.
I'm not a selfie guy, all right? But every now and again, I'm the only one awake in the house and something needs to be documented, so I got a document. I got a long arm and I make it happen.
I got a long arm. The long arm of the selfie.
Thank God he didn't say law. Right, today I was listening to some horrible radio daytime program, right?
Yeah.
What was it called?
And they were talking, about that monkey, that macaque.
No, I don't know it.
Some monkey, like, deep in some rainforest is being ravaged by humans, and it's famous because, like, there was cameras. Quiet, what is that? No, stop it! Same thing as last week, God damn it! I overreacted, I apologize.
That's all right.
So, hey, the monkey is, like, he got in front of the camera, and, like, he picked up the tripod, and, like, there's a bunch of stills. You know, it's an unmanned camera that's out there deep in the forest, and there's a bunch of stills of him, and, like, the monkey's kind of famous. It's one of those internet fucking memes, and everyone's like, oh, my God, you see the monkey? I'm going to share it. And everyone in the cubicle could see it. We're all going to share.
And what's the problem?
So this guy,
hates monkeys.
It's a girl and a guy that do the program. And
I hate those guys.
And it was like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They're the most boring, the uninteresting talk show hosts I've ever heard.
I don't mind him. She's incompetent.
Awful. Wait, what?
So they're like,
she has no personality.
45 seconds into the story about the goddamn monkey, right? And she's cutting in. She's like stepping all over him, trying to get her little zing in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't do it. Please don't do it. And she's like, so is that... And he's like, and this monkey, it's a macaw, I believe, or maybe a macaque, and it's very... So the monkey did a selfie. That's what you're telling me? The monkey did a... No way. The monkey did a selfie?
That was the joke?
And I could just hear it coming from a mile away.
Count.
I'm like, why?
It doesn't count as a selfie if it's a remote camera and the monkey just happens to get in front of it.
That kind of person that's just like, hey, I know the word that goes with that. And it's a word that people use.
Yeah.
That didn't exist like 8 years ago, and I'm hip.
I was bracing myself for... her to make a pun that I was going to make.
No, there was nothing clever coming. I knew that.
Okay, good.
And I could feel her excitement to get it on, and I'm like, you know what it is?
What?
Selfie. She's about to say selfie. Dumb bitch.
Did you swerve slightly?
I'm sorry. And I like some female personalities on the old air waves. I do.
Name one.
That's quite the admission. Look, I'll take a brave stance. I like some female personalities.
Emily Morse. Fantastic. I believe in Emily.
Are you surprised by how fast selfie sticks came out and then were banned from places?
I've never even actually operated one or looked at one or held one.
How do they fire the camera?
I don't know. I've never touched one. I just finished it.
We bought a terrible one in Italy, and I felt like Anderson because I was so anti.
Uh-huh.
I was so anti. The entire first 4 days of the trip, Lauren's like, let's get a selfie stick. I want to get a selfie stick.
Oh, man.
And I was like, no. Look at all these idiots with their selfie sticks.
Yeah. We'll get one right after we get a divorce.
And then she bought a selfie stick. Mm-hmm. And like 10 seconds later, I was like, yeah. we can take all the photos on bridges and things. Mm-hmm. And then it broke like that afternoon.
Yeah, but how do you fire the camera?
So it has a long sort of like headphone cord that plugs mm-hmm. into your headphone port because you know how you can click with your little Apple headphones to take the photo.
Yeah. I gotta tell you,
uses that mechanism.
Number of times I've tried to get a picture with the wife, and I kind of wish that I had one.
Thought you had a long arm,
but no. You know what I'm gonna do though? You know those things you go to SeaWorld and you get like it's like a long pole with a shark head on the end and the trigger. I'm going to somehow jimmy that thing to make it a selfie stick.
Be a lot easier.
Would that be cool?
Buy a selfie stick.
I don't know.
Would that be cooler, though?
It's cooler, but how are you going to explain to people that you're carrying a shark head around with you?
No, it's my homemade MacGyverized selfie stick, and it makes a little clamp sound, like a bite sound every time.
Not bad.
Way to go, Tai-Tai. Way to fill in.
Not bad.
Your lack of a fucking soundboard.
I am a soundboard.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just get a selfie stick if you're going to do the shark head thing?
I'm not doing either.
It's going to have your phone mounted on the end of it.
I'm just going to continue to stretch my arms. I just I go home and I stretch at night so that they can get longer.
A little elbow stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I have one of those things that you're supposed to like put your feet in it and like do crunches like badass. Like,
yeah, you could just get a
Rocky.
You could just get one of those wide angle Olo clip lenses and then you could just shoot it closer.
Or I can do that. Yes. That was such a photographer comment.
Or you could drive down to San Diego, go to SeaWorld.
Or you could just have some self-respect and not take pictures.
I remember that thing. I haven't been to San Diego happily since I was probably like 5 or 6. I told you, like when I last went there, I was a teenager.
Me neither.
14 years old, and I'm like, fucking place is horrible. But I went with a big group, so I had to be there. And I remember just sitting outside the exhibit smoking cigarettes, being angry that I was there. They exploit animals. You know, I was really pissed.
But you go to the aquarium and you like that.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
aquarium's pretty great. But the aquarium gives you, at least they tell you the lie that like that all the animals there, they're rescuing them.
But
from
would you do the old switcheroo if they somehow gave you some sort of backstage access to SeaWorld?
No.
They let you pet Shamu?
Hey, long before Blackfish, I was like, I'm out. I was 14 years old. I mean, we're talking about like the 90s.
It seems
late
like
90s.
It seems,
early 2000s, I was anti.
It seems that everybody, not just Steve-O, jumped on the I'm out bandwagon, yet they're still doing business.
All right, Tyler, you're distracting.
Speaking of sea life.
All I heard was, I don't know what this is. What was that?
You guys had to have seen this video.
I don't watch things.
The Boston guy?
Dude.
Who sees
guy?
The sea monster?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No. Tell me more.
This is the greatest audio.
Is this our new JLC?
In the history.
It's good audio, but the it's
I want
just
you to get
fish.
That. I want you to guess what he's talking about, right. Since you're Mr. Jacques Cousteau. Mm-hmm.
I am.
Yeah.
He says it's a fucking big sea turtle.
Look, oh, baby wheel.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man. Holy
wheel?
Shit, we are witnessing a baby fucking wheel right here, dude. Holy shit. That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt,
what is
Jay.
It, a sunfish? Mola?
Yeah. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro.
Hey, by the way, I'm not looking.
Holy
am I looking
then
at
then he talks
looking.
About eating it.
Oh,
this is the
God,
best video.
What the fuck is that, bro?
But just for the record, all right?
Yeah,
I did not see shit.
What the fuck is that?
Mola
is
sweet.
Pull back up, Jay.
Very primitive.
Come on.
Mother's around.
Come on, bro. Pull back up, bro. We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kid. Oh, my God. That thing looks dead, man. We gotta call the aquarium or something, dude.
Call the aquarium.
Is that real?
Look at this fucking
He's
thing.
Like the Boston Jerky Boys.
Holy shit.
Oh, they got it on a
what
line?
The
they're pulling
fuck
it in now?
What the
dicks.
Oh,
let
man,
it go.
Jay, it's dead, bro, or something.
It it's not dead. They're just
oh
very
God,
docile
Jay.
Creatures.
Pull right up next to that shit, Jay. Oh, man, look at this fucking thing. Oh, man.
It looks like just
look
a head
that,
of a giant
Jay.
Fish.
Holy shit.
You ever seen a mola?
No, what now I've seen one, but it looks
that,
like a turtle,
kid?
Sort of.
That's what he
you
thought it was, right?
Pull it in?
And then he thought it was a wheel, baby wheel. What the
Let's
fuck is that?
It.
Was he trying to say whale?
Yeah.
Oh
really?
Man, that thing's just dead. What the hell is it?
It looks like a fucking baby wheel.
The fish is listening to the biggie.
Who are you gonna call? Yeah, come on, let's fucking.
Whoever gonna see
pull
these?
Up next to
these
that
gents.
Shit, bro. Let's help it.
No, but I can show you a photo.
So these guys hear themselves talk and they continue to
I
talk
can't wait
way.
Till Bill Burr talks
oh,
about
Oh man,
these guys.
We're calling the Coast Guard.
I'm 2 months behind on the old Billy there.
He's gonna call the Coast Guard.
Holy
we caught
shit.
A fish.
Hang up on him.
Yeah, that's
Why
what you do
you
when you go
the
fishing.
Coast Guard?
If they were smart and they actually
Jay,
listened to
stop.
Things and they were
is, right here,
familiar,
Jay.
You know they'd be saying,
oh, man, look at this fucking thing.
We're to call our bell.
Holy shit.
Got an alien.
What is that fucking thing?
That's a big flounder.
That's a big flounder.
That's a flounder, man. Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Jay,
we could get some big money for that if it's a fucking fish, buddy. Come on.
If it's a fish.
Let's fucking hook that shit and we'll be on the fucking news, man.
Worse. You're an internet sensation.
Come on, man. Let's get that thing.
I don't know what the fuck it is, Mike.
What is
Does
that
Does this go
thing?
On for like a feature length?
Yeah.
It
90
needs
minutes.
Help, whatever it is, dude. It's dying.
Is it dying?
It's just trying
no,
to...
No, it's just
it's
mellow. They're really,
Holy
really mellow.
Holy shit.
I'm sure the fish has thrilled this dude's up
Will
there.
Will you look at this shit?
What'd you say? You're going to hook
oh
me?
Oh, my God, Jay. Jay, look at this fucking thing.
Jay, fucking pay attention.
Jay, let's get
Dude,
it.
Dude, fishing is the most heinous thing ever.
Let's get it.
Pulling something in by its guts.
Oh, man. Jay, that is a fucking... That's a tuna, bro.
How many things...
Jay, that's a tuna
It's a turtle,
something.
Whale,
tuna,
flounder.
Bro. Flounder with the fins. Oh, man. Jay, let's pull it in, Jude.
It's a fucking
look
abomination.
Look at that fucking thing.
They are cool
Oh,
looking.
My God.
It.
Holy shit.
I've never seen. Actually, you know what?
Oh
no, they have
God,
them at the.
Man, we are seeing some shit we ain't never seen before.
I've seen them at one
but
of the aquariums.
Yeah.
I
think I saw it up in Monterey.
Come on.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Oh, the bowl.
I love the callousness of the. We are seeing some shit
right,
we've never seen before,
it.
But let's
get
that fucking thing in the boat.
That's the meat on the bones, kid.
Oh, man. You guys are witnessing what me and Jason Foster
This is Michael Bergen and Jason Foster. We're about ready to pull this monstrous fucking thing on this boat right here.
Bill does Steve, this accent. I hope you're watching, perfectly. Buddy.
Holy
he probably
shit.
Used to talk that
look
way.
Look at this fucking thing. Right. What is that thing,
I don't
thing,
know if I can
dude?
Stomach much more, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, my God.
Do they pull
God,
it in?
Look at this thing. Oh, no. My. Look at this
we
fucking thing.
We get it, dude.
Thing. Holy shit.
All right. We're wait. We can't. We got to continue now.
Oh, my God.
We got like 10%
Jay's
left, right?
Jay's got a little fucking fishing hook. Are you shitting me? That's the hook you come? Oh, my God. Hook. Oh, we got it. Oh, shit, Jay. Oh,
do they let it go?
God.
Tell me they let it go.
Oh, man, we need to fucking go get that shit, bro. Oh, man, we need fucking help, buddy.
Does it disappear?
Oh,
does it
God.
Does it go deep?
Jay, that is still good meat on that fucking fish,
oh,
kid.
Jesus Christ.
Am I lying?
No.
Oh, my God. This is fucking crazy.
I'm sure his friend appreciates that he called him out by his full name and he uploaded the video.
So there's a
how come nobody makes these videos and decides, I'm just going to keep this to myself?
I'm sure there's plenty.
Yeah, you're
we should
right.
make a whole channel just called like unreleased YouTube videos that have never seen the light of day. We just make shit up, though. It's all fake. Just, hey, I'm already starting to talk like that. Jesus.
Just 5 minutes of, holy shit, you guys, this was full a minute ago. This was full of hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
It's fucking empty. Fuck, look at that shit, man. That cup's empty.
All right, no
this,
more.
This is them pulling it in.
Oh, why did they kill it?
Shit, people, will you look at this fucking fish that me and Jay Foster
they're so fucking dumb.
Right here,
they got a boat and they're out there fishing all the time. They don't even know what's in the ocean.
Kid. We have a fucking whale here, bro. Holy
wait, so they think it's a whale
shit.
And they're still trying to pull
this
it on?
This is fucking nuts. Jay, what are we going to do here,
do they
kid?
Kill it?
Oh, my
they don't
God,
do it.
Jay
bro,
doesn't even speak up.
Thing.
What
oh,
word
man.
Can you speak?
I gotta bring him to the back.
Oh, man, Jay, come on.
Oh, look at the guy's foot. I don't like
oh,
it.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. I got him. We gotta
it's
take
the
a breath.
The best line
here.
Is coming up.
All right, don't let him go.
Better be, because this
come
is
on.
Brutal. This
oh,
is hurting.
Oh, man, this is fucking nuts.
What does he have on, a selfie right. stick?
Holy shit. Look at this Jesus fucking Christ, thing we got here. Oh, man. Holy shit. This is going on fucking Fox 25 fucking news tonight.
25?
Holy shit. Look at you, motherfucker! Oh my God, Jay! Look at him, he's trying to get away!
What kind of fish is it, dude?
Who the fuck knows? It's Moby Dick!
It's Moby Dick!
Holy shit!
Ready?
This is fucking nuts right here! Oh my God, I can't believe this is going on! What? Oh my God, Jay, I'm fucking shaking, buddy! Oh shit, look at my feet, are shaking, kid!
We're not gonna be able to get him up!
Oh man! Oh shit, I gotta shut this off right now.
They weigh like hundreds of pounds.
Yeah,
like they never had a chance of getting it in the boat.
It's not a nature it's just.
Do you want to see what he looks like, what? Anderson?
Do I? I mean, this is kind of an audio podcast.
I would like to see those guys out and actually have them encounter Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is it? I'm going to shoot it, Jay. Jay.
All right. Well, I'm anxiously awaiting what Jay looks like. I need to plug this for my buddy Michael. I am moderating a Q&A with Greg Wiseman October 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets are range in price from $10 to $30, and there's different tiers and whatnot. And it's going to be at Meltdown Comics, which is on Sunset Boulevard. It's a great little space.
Absolutely.
And it's featuring guests from Greg Wiseman is the main speaker here. He's a creator of Gargoyles, and he wrote a novella called Reign of the Ghosts, and it's including voice actors Vanessa Marshall, Alisa Gabrielli, Jim Cummings, and Ed Asner, as well as that guy, one of those voices, a voice of Winnie the Pooh, does a lot of Winnie the Pooh work, yeah.
Oh,
all sorts of different
people. Oh, Anderson.
So it's going to be good times. October 9th.
Thanks for moderating the panel.
Are you nervous about that?
Creator of Gargoyles, writer of Young Justice and the Star Wars Rebels. That's Greg Wiseman. And come on down. And no, I'm not really nervous. It'll be a good time. I can't even think about it yet because I got
Cold Cockle Productions Saturday night.
The Cold Cockle Film Festival. I'm big balls over here. I'm like
Christopher Robin has cold cockles.
It's pretty sweet that my film got into a couple festivals here and there. But here's the part that's not sweet: watching the other 9 films that surround my sweet film. Didn't like. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to do my own festival with all 10 films being mine.
Yeah. I like that too. I like that idea better.
You like it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have awards.
Are you really?
I'm gonna have people vote on.
You're having a self festival.
I have 10 trophies. No, but you know what? Let me tell you where you got to go get the tickets for that.
You should also tell people what this program is.
Thanks again. Oh yeah. Hey, whoa, hold on. Thanks again for where to buy the tickets? Go to via Eventbrite at eventbrite.com and look for the friendsforbenefits.org and click on the link to the front of the homepage. I know I'm not the greatest at plugging things here, but October 9th, 7 p.m. Go to Eventbrite. Friendsforbenefits.com. It's .org. Sorry, .org. And it's money goes to charity. To
the Anderson Cowan Foundation.
That's not true. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just doing a favor for my buddy Michael.
Anderson's embezzling.
Michael, I don't know if I've talked to him about him much on this program, but I met Michael through Loveline years ago. Hey, first of all, hey, welcome to the program. Mm. Hey, look, that looks like the voice. Thank you, Tom. Welcome to the program. Welcome
it's
the to the
guy. It's this guy.
Brett Tyler. That's not doing anything for the listener at home.
It's good for us.
Welcome to the program. Welcome to the After Disaster. Happy Friday, everybody. I am Anderson.
Tomorrow night, film festival.
There's Mike Karani, and there's Ty Ty bringing it home.
And there's Jay, kid.
Mm-hmm. Jay's over there.
I want to watch your films while Jay. No, not Jay. That guy, Mike. So,
Mike.
Holy shit,
dude. What is this film? Dude, what are we watching?
It's
fucking
Scarface,
shoot the
dude.
Screen, dude.
It's some kind of fucking new technology. I've never seen it.
Kill it. Quick,
we got to get this fucking film
out
of here.
There's some good meat on this script, dude.
All right. So Michael, I don't know how much he would like me to say or not to say, I forget what his actual ailment is, but Michael is handicapped. This is the guy that's running, that he's promoting and putting together this whole show.
You're talking about Mike.
No, not our Michael.
I'm mentally
talking about the Greg Wiseman show that I'm going to be moderating, and he's the one, he's like an organizer, and I met him years ago. He's a big Loveline fan, and somehow he got a hold of me. It was before like the Twitter and all that stuff.
And you don't know what his handicap is?
I forget. Like I knew at one point, but like he's in a wheelchair.
Anderson doesn't see handicaps.
Like, does he have a hook for a hand?
No, he's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
He has like a breathing machine, and I don't know how much he's comfortable with. So I'm not saying his last name here, but he's got a breathing machine. He's in a wheelchair, and he has a handler, a few different handlers, and they actually speak for him because he has a severe speech impediment. And I have a hard time. Most people have a hard time.
Are you sure he contacted you?
Yes. Years ago, he contacted me. He was a big Loveline fan, and I was going back and forth. Somehow, he found me on a message board, or he got my email somehow. But I remember we went back and forth. He lives out of town, and he was going to be in town. He wanted to come in and meet the guys. This is back when it was Corolla and Drew. So I set it up, and he came in, and he met Drew and Adam. This is probably 10 years ago. And then he got back in touch with me again, like a couple years ago, when he came down again. And this time, he and I and his handler, and even Rune came. I talked Rune into coming. We all went to a bar, like a dive bar down the street. And I was pouring beer into Michael's G-tube. He doesn't eat through his mouth. He eats through a tube that goes straight into his stomach.
Did somebody give you the A-OK on that one?
Yeah, he did. Michael's, you know, he's his own God, I sound ignorant.
Grandma.
But it's not like he has like somebody else's power of attorney. You know, he has handlers that help him get through the day and speak for him and take him in the wheelchair. But he has complete.
How do they speak for him?
Because they understand.
Mind control?
Well, after I was hanging out with him for a couple hours and after we had a couple drinks, I was getting a speech impediment. You like learn speech impediments. Like at camp, I've had kids that you can barely understand them the first day. By the end, you know, you understand everything they're saying.
You're fluent, kid.
But it was pretty fun because I've dealt with G-tubes at camp before. And, you know, like usually you have to like pour like Ensure or some kind of like shake into their G-tube.
But finally
it's a tube.
You get to pour.
That goes straight
grain
into the
alcohol in there.
And he picked an IPA. I might have talked about this on the program.
You did.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
And he picked an IPA.
I don't like that. Why is he wasting money?
What are you doing? Why? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I said.
He said get a shot of the cheapest vodka.
You know what he said? He said it gets me drunk faster. I'm like, good point.
Yeah, it's psychological, but
no, the IPAs have a higher percentage of alcohol.
I had a woman.
Like 9%.
Then it was Michael the Doer, and he's putting together the show, and come on down, help support Michael, help support Greg Wiseman, help support Meltdown Comics, support me. Come on down. That's later. That's October, what'd I say, 9th?
8th.
9th. October 9th, 7 p.m. Okay.
Sure? You said 9th?
It's a Friday. It's Friday before Festival Supreme. Yeah, October 9th, 7 p.m. Meet Greg Wiseman, creator of Gargoyles, and watch me. I have not read the book yet. I promise Greg that I will.
Mm.
I'll be all caught up.
You better get on that.
I don't even know what a moderator does.
Better watch some YouTube videos.
I actually was perusing the old internets a couple days ago, and I landed on a page that how not to suck as a moderator. And then Jillian caught it. I opened the phone later, and she saw it.
No.
And she's like, oh, and I'm like, ah!
That's
so ashamed.
Doing research. Work-related research.
That is shameful.
I had a woman talk to me who knows that that I'm trying to do some self-improvement. And she's kind of...
I didn't think you owned your own house.
Kind of wishy-washy. And she was really, really gung-ho on me doing this vibration therapy. And I just went along with it. Went, what is it exactly? And she goes, it really works. And she goes, you hire a vibration therapist, and they do the work. And I go, like, what do they do? And she goes, they send you positive vibrations.
Do they have, like, a divining rod?
Here's the thing is, she goes, you set up a time for your appointment, and you don't even have to go there. You stay at home, and they send you the vibrations mentally.
Right. Who is this woman? Why do you talk to her?
I don't want to get into too many details.
This is when the McCourts owned the Dodgers, they had a woman on the payroll whose job was to send good vibes to like the Dodgers and the organization.
How'd they do that here?
How?
Magic.
Did they do good?
No.
Did they do well? That was the year Kirk Gibson hit the magical home run?
Yeah.
Good vibes?
No.
No.
This was like 2008 and 9.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like an entire city just filled with people that think that. I wouldn't be shocked if San Francisco was kind of like that.
Yeah, good
And like everyone in the audience, everyone in the crowd, everyone in the stands, they're not cheering. They're just like all like focused in, just sending good vibes.
Tonight, to the first 54,000 fans, we'll get wishing stones.
Somebody was telling me about some kind
good
of like
vibes.
Some kind of treatment, and like they paid a fortune for it, and they went in, and it was just like somebody tapping on their forehead. And then they're tapping on their front, and they're just like making you find your chi, and then they tap on your breastbone.
I think we got to get in on this action.
My mom was telling me about this. I'm like, Mom, yeah. But she believes in it. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, right after I got my IV drip of hydrogen peroxide, I'm like, no, Mom, don't do that. I got my tapping on my temples.
What?
It's supposed to like help like soothe like stress and concern. Like you just tap. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, I can feel it melting away.
It's kind of working.
Money well spent.
I also feel my brain cells melting away.
I feel pretty good.
I just hear a lot of echoing.
That's funny. Hey, you're not going to make fun of me for that terrible joke when Mike said he was doing some self-improvement and I made a joke about not owning his own home? Like self-improvement around the house? It's maybe the worst joke that said on this program.
It didn't really fit.
Didn't even register as a joke.
Instead of home improvement?
I'm sure Angry Tweet Man will have some
what feedback
is for
tweet?
Us
what is this
that
tweet that everyone keeps talking
week
about?
I think I already...
he left us some messages.
Oh, audience members for this Q&A that I'm going to be doing, they may submit questions for the panel.
Oh, my God.
To info@friendsforbenefits.org. That's F-O-R. Friendsforbenefits.org. info@friendsforbenefits.org. And maybe I will ask some of the questions.
You can also just email Anderson questions there.
Don't do that.
You can email Judd Apatow there.
You can call him. You can call him with your questions.
Let Jacoby and Myers know if you're coming or not.
Now people are sending us photos of Jacoby and Meyer commercials.
So
on
inside.
TV.
Hey, the new cereal has been announced, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, it was announced a while ago.
I thought today.
No, it.
Well, they announced that they're coming back.
Season 3 came out. Announced.
Oh, what's season 2? I'm behind on
season. Season 2 is going to, I think, is more of Adnan, isn't it?
I don't know. Why are we talking about another? I'm sorry. I apologize for bringing that up. That was my mistake.
We're plugging some other podcast. That's already the most successful thing to come out of the shoot.
Hey, last plug, and then I'm done. Okay?
Jesus.
I got to do it, though. I promised Max, who runs Busby's East. I told him I was going to cut tickets off because I was really close to like my comfort level.
Yeah.
And he's like, why would you do that? You're turning away customers. I'm like, good point.
I agree with him.
You're taking good care of me here. So if you're kind of noncommittal, there will be walk-ups. $20 a pop, walk up if you like, and believe me, it's going to be a good time.
What time does the show start?
7:30, Busby's East on the Miracle Mile, Wilshire.
This episode's going to be a real zinger in
September.
A couple months.
September!
Is that really when it's going to start?
September 26th.
Is that really when it's going to start, or is
I
that
want
just
to
the...
get the first film on no later than 8 o'clock, and it's not, I'm going to be honest, it's not the easiest place to skate in and out of. It's the middle of L.A.
Yeah, and I also thought, I didn't want you to pull that band bullshit where... Well, like for tonight, for example, 9 o'clock, and we get there, and the first band didn't even go until 9:30.
Are you talking about something that I have no idea what you're
I'm
doing?
Just saying how bands go, 8 o'clock showtime,
no,
and
like,
you get there, and they go on at 11.
Fart Barf goes on at like 11:30.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you can't make it to late, don't worry. I would like, you know, everyone to be there for the whole thing.
No, worry.
But I'm showing.
Worry. You can't say that.
I'm showing, like, sure. early stuff. Showing early stuff early.
And if you can't listen to the whole after disaster, just cut in at 45 minutes. Catch the last 25.
It's different because you have to park the car. And,
yeah.
Will there be one of those old-timey things where, like, the popcorn walks to the lobby to get some snacks?
Let's all go to the lobby. No, yeah. I'm not going to do that. No.
Hey, is there going
to
be popcorn?
I would have to create that. Make it.
Is there going to be popcorn?
No, but they're going to have food, all right? It's going to be a lot like the improv. Very similar. We got our own bartender, a couple bartenders in there, our own bar.
What chips? I'm asking is should I bring my chips? Own popcorn?
There's going to be chips, yes. Chips and salsa, chips. I believe, is on the menu. I don't know if there's going to be chicks, dude. I'm married, man.
Can I bring my own popcorn?
You may do that, yes. Just don't let anyone see.
I'm going to get that organic popcorn from Whole Foods.
Great.
Don't ask Lack like you're not going
to
eat any of it.
I need to sell at least $2,500 worth of food and booze to break even on this fucker, and I see that Mike Carano's not going to help me there at all. He's going to be sipping his water and eating his popcorn.
Bars love seeing me coming nowadays.
I'm sure they loved you back in the day, too. Like, here comes that guy that never pays.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Oh, you would tip at the
end. I always tip.
You tip at the end. I remember. You like just drop a five. I'm like, you could have just bought the drink plus a tip.
Hey, I don't know if I told you. I think I did. But I was out. I was cruising around Central California last week.
Mm-hmm. And as one does.
I was trucking it down the side streets.
Trucking.
You do a lot of trucking.
The side streets near Neverland Ranch. Mm-hmm. And I saw something off in the distance, and it scared the fuck out of me.
Did you say, what the fuck is that, dude?
What the fuck is that thing? Get it in the car! Kill it!
We're going to be on 37 News Channel!
I saw it from probably an eighth of a mile away.
Fox 25. And what the fuck?
I blew right by it, and it sent a shiver up my fucking spine like nothing
did. I feel like we
did.
Talked about this.
This is like a ghost story.
I feel like we talked about this, and when we
can may have.
I think we
That's
did.
That's why you just reminded me of it for some reason.
Was it Michael Jackson's ghost?
You just reminded me of
it. A little boy's underwear.
I turned around, swung at you, and went back. Sure enough.
Yeah. Tarantula. Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah. Yep.
Tyler, I expect more from you. Got to keep us on track.
Yeah. I didn't know if I talked about it.
And then he saw three more.
He didn't mention the Neverland Ranch the first time.
So, you know what reminded me of it? I looked at that black YouTube channel screen, and it reminded me of the black of the tarantula's hairy skin.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, God.
They do have hair.
The worst. The worst. What is that hair for? Fashion?
Yeah.
Fashion. Style?
Have you ever seen a tarantula with a ponytail? It's so tight.
Oh, man.
The old P.O. box there, not yielding much. Mm. I went by today for the first day.
Shut her down.
In a week?
Nothing?
I got some Prilosec samples with one of those like blue-collar redneck guys. The get-her-done guy, like on the outside of the package.
Larry the Cable
Guy? Are you
going
to take those?
I threw them away.
Why?
There's like two of them, and I don't need it.
I would have taken them.
And then last week, Al Frey.
You think Prilosec just grows on trees?
Al Frey had sent some very nice stand sketches. They all look almost identical, but they got like numbers on them, so I know that they're different. They're all hand pen. Thank you very much, Al Frey. There's no note inside. I don't know why he did that, but I appreciate them.
It's pretty good.
Was I supposed to give them to you guys, too?
Would
you
Probably.
Guys they look pretty sweet. Maybe. They're like made on like really sweet like artisan paper. Looks like it was ripped off the bark of a tree.
I like that paper a lot.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I like it. With the rough edges?
Yeah, rough edges.
It's great. That paper's awesome. If somebody wants to send me a bottle of cough syrup with codeine,
no,
I would appreciate that.
We don't
I'm
do
dead
that.
Serious.
That's really bad.
Totally
for your
serious. I'll give you my home address if you're going to actually
Michael.
Send it. No, I want it.
Let's remind people because I think they might have forgot. Send us things that are not alive, nor have ever been alive, unless it's meat.
I need some codeine.
And the meat has to be like jerky iced, okay? Because it doesn't keep.
Also, more edibles.
More what?
Jerky-esque.
Edibles. Stop it with your edibles.
More edibles.
Tyler, stop it. But anyways, we're 80 popping. You can address it to Anderson, Mike, or Tyler, or all three of us, or Cannon. As long as you do the P.O. Box 570058. 570058. Tarzana, California, 91357.
Tarzana, California.
That's a memory. That's amazing.
Well, it's...
All the info's on our Facebook page in the About section.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As is the old phone number.
No, it's not. I changed it weeks ago.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know what's going on. Well, that's all I got. That was the only thing I have, was thank Al Frey for sending
fucking
me.
Promote things for 6 hours.
Oh, did I mention? Oh, no. October 9th, Meltdown Comics. I feel bad. I want to make sure that Michael doesn't, I was plan B. He let me know that right off the bat.
Who was A?
I forget. Somebody I've never heard of.
Mark
something to do with Star Trek. Some Star Trek person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it me?
And I'm plan B. Which is fine. I'm going to do whatever you need. It's for charity, you know, whatever you need. But just to let you know, I'm not the greatest. I don't know. I don't think I'm much of a moderator.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
You might find your calling.
I hope not, because I don't want to be a moderator.
Oh, what if you're like a rock star moderator? Like the crowd starts chanting your name.
Moderate. That'd be a weird moderate.
Thing. That'd be like going to a game because you love the ump.
A moderator, I know what a moderator does, but it sounds like you're trying to bring it down.
Like a mediator?
Like they're going to have
a
conversation.
Should I pretend like I think it's mediation? And I go in there like...
Wear a suit? With a, bring a notepad?
A suit, notepad, glasses, and like the white wig?
And go, only let one person talk at a time?
And I'm like, Ed Asner, you're not getting anything. Greg gets it all.
You're wearing a tux, right?
That's not the way it works, sir. But Asner doesn't get anything. Greg Wiseman gets everything. I've spoken. The mediator has spoken. Then I just leave. Then I give him. I just go and I pull some comic books out of because it's an actual functioning comic book store.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I go grab like just a shitload of comics and I drop them on Greg's lap and I walk away. And I look to Greg and I looked at Michael and I give him a little thumbs up like, hey, did a good job, right? I skate out the back door. That's what I'm doing.
I did a podcast in that store.
So did I.
What'd
you
do?
Save It for Air.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
Katie and Logan's podcast.
Remember the kid that I think he still does.
Yes,
Gil.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Gil on the film vault and we did it in his home turf. He's like a 9-year-old kid.
Yeah, you talked about this last week.
I talked about it last week. Fuck! Let's just not speak because if I don't talk.
Let's just play an old episode since we're just repeating ourselves.
I had a brush in with.
This better be a plug because I don't care.
Better be tarantula talk.
You had a brush in?
Yeah.
With somebody who may or may not come see a show? Go ahead. What was your brush in?
Never talk again the way you just did.
Hot brushing doctor.
Oh. I'm so jealous.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What? I just thought of something, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. God,
you want to know something? This one's not as hot, but the new pharmacy I go to, all the pharmacists are hot.
I got the same problem with both my pharmacies that I go to. We talked about that. And I had to, like, because I was having the colonoscopy, and I had to, like, get the stuff that goes right
like
through
them.
You.
I don't like
and
those.
I had to talk, and I'm like, all right, it's cool.
And
pharmacists.
Got those pharma dudes.
How about this? I don't want to incriminate. Tyler. That's why I'm not going to tell you what pharmacy it was, but I'll just tell you there's the same exact pharmacy across the street from each other. There's two of them. One on one side of the street, one on the other side of the street. Same company, same fucking pharmacy.
Same pharmacist, too?
Nope.
They only get twins?
No, they got the hot ones at the 24-hour pharmacist.
Tyler, you had a brush in with who?
Is the hot pharmacist story
done?
Yeah,
it's done. We're finished.
No, hear me out.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if this is legal or not. That's why I don't want to. I'm not going
to
sell them.
Codeine.
Sell them on the
coming
river.
To the people.
No,
box,
I want codeine.
Legal.
I want codeine.
Do not send this man codeine.
Edibles.
Do you realize
it's
that
for
that's
this
like,
fucking cough, and it's driving me goddamn crazy.
Go see a doctor.
They won't give it to me.
They won't give you.
I haven't really asked.
Don't get the codeine. Do you understand that it's an opiate and like it's right up?
Yeah.
The fucking,
I've taken it before.
You've taken everything before at one point or another.
So they wouldn't refill my cholesterol medication because they said your insurance doesn't cover unless you get 3 months worth and your doctor needs to approve that. This is after I walked in with a prescription. So I called Hot Russian Doctor and
they say yes to 1 month, but no to 1 month, but yes to 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking insurance.
Yeah. So I call Hot Russian Doctor and I explain to them, and then that woman will have nothing to do with calling the pharmacy.
Scintillating conversation about cholesterol medication.
You tell the pharmacy, send a fax. Uh-huh. So I go back to the pharmacy. They want you to send a fax. And the woman's like, all right. So 3 days pass. I go back there.
Nothing.
They didn't respond yet.
Your cholesterol.
They sent a fax.
Climbing.
I call Hot Russian Doctor again. Mm-hmm. You tell him to send fax again.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to the pharmacist. I go, I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, his cholesterol is climbing like a recovering stock
market. I haven't taken
market.
It for like 3 weeks. But I went back and I told the hot pharmacist, I said, they told me to have you send it again. I go, I'm sorry. And the woman goes, you know what?
Hey, kids. Yeah, go ahead.
She honestly goes, forget it. I'll just...
Just do it?
I'll just change it in the computer. And I was
Isn't
like,
that exceptionally illegal?
Can you do that? She just went, screw it. And it gave me 3 months.
And can you abuse that medication?
No. No. I don't want my cholesterol to be too good.
Kids, this is what you have to look forward to when you get older, is going
to... I have to eat pizza just to level it off.
If you're lucky, hot Russian doctors, and then possibly hot receptionists and hot pharmacists, and then you get medication, and you have to go back and forth. That's your future.
Now, from my life experience, be prepared for a colossal letdown, because in my life, I've only had one hot Russian doctor and one hot pharmacist.
I was thinking about that the other day, like how I've trained myself over the years to just have zero anticipation or like expectation
good.
Of anything good because I'm just so beaten down and let down and so I just like I don't I temper every single expectation I have, and it's so such a sad existence.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, if we were to do the show from Hooters, we would go in with no expectations.
Oh, zero. None. Yeah.
But we got the 50-year-old waitress.
We wouldn't like it, though, because we don't like big boobs. You and I, we're not big boob
Well,
guys.
But we're coming around to them.
We're trying.
Yeah, we're working on it.
That episode was 200 episodes ago. Or 150.
Whoa, I didn't really do any kind of vague callbacks. I'm just stating facts.
I'm saying you're still coming around 150 episodes later?
Hey, man, it's an acquired taste.
I loved that episode because we were both very earnest. And I'm starting to like big boobs so much.
Burn.
There's no joke there. It's just like, yeah.
I feel like it's like trying some kind of weird smelly cheese. Finer things in life. Like, it's an acquired thing.
Yep. It was like martinis for me. I didn't like him at first, and I had to force myself to like him, and then I loved him.
It's like uni for me, sea urchin. It's the greatest thing on earth. Yeah. But the first six times I had it, I'm like, it's sea snot. I don't like sea snot.
It's like killing a fish that I find foreign.
What the fuck is that, kid? All right, Tyler, you got to brush in with...
Well, first of all, real quick, to get on the...
This is what the old people that listen, like when parents like listen, when we do the parent challenges and listeners have their parents listen, they hate it when we start talking about something and then veer off. But we always come back.
I think normal people hate that, too.
We don't always come back.
We usually come back.
There's a lot of times we don't come back.
We mostly come back.
About 50-50.
We spend most of the time coming back.
I stepped on a nail about like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
So I had to go get a tetanus shot.
Was it a hot tetanus doctor?
And I tried to just go to like those CVS pharmacies because they can do like a quick shot real quick. Uh-huh. Yeah, they couldn't see me at any location, so then I went to an urgent care that my insurance assured me was covered. Mm. I go in, and I was like, I just need a tetanus shot.
Did and you say like that? Because I would send you packing, or I'd say, go sit over there and wait.
I'm sitting in the room. I was like, yeah, I just need a tetanus shot. I stepped on a nail today. They're like, well, would you like us to check the wound? I was like, no, I cleaned it. It's fine. I just need the tetanus shot. Okay. Then the doctor comes in. Well, let me just look at the foot real quick. Okay. He like digs around in it. He's like, I don't know what this is. He pulls something out. It's part of my sock, like a little black piece of string that got in the wound.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay. Then the woman comes in. I get the shot. Then the medical biller walks in. She's like, so it's going to be $180 for the removal of a thing from your foot.
No.
Wow. And I was like, first of all, I didn't want anyone to look at my foot. And she's like, oh, wait, but your insurance is going to cover it. I guess his insurance isn't going to cover it. Mine.
Yeah. Well, so did you tell her that?
No, because I only found out a week ago when I got the bill from my insurance.
I see. She said, so you left. You're thinking.
It's covered by your insurance. No. So I have to pay a $250 new client fee.
Nah, you just fight all that.
Plus. You don't have to pay it.
You just say, no, I can't. Here's $20. Hey.
Yeah.
Remember the toll road story?
Yes.
This show keeps getting better.
Yes.
I have a toll road saga, too, right now.
Oh, do you?
Saga.
Yeah.
All right, I got a nail in the head story and a toll booth story.
I'm more concerned about.
And then I'll do my brushing with who knows
Tyler
what it's
settled
with.
Tyler, down, all right? You're overselling
it's sort of a hypocrisy.
I was buying it.
Fuck you.
There's a lot of hypocrisy here that I'm going to judge you for not wanting the doctor to take a look at your foot, but I think that was probably an important part of it. There's a doctor right there. There's your open wound on a foot.
It's not an open wound. I'd cleaned it out with all the stuff. I am also being charged $50 for a Band-Aid.
Yeah, that's what happens when insurance is paid.
I know.
Was it an Apple Band-Aid?
But if I was the insurance company, I'd be like, I'm paying you $3. And they'd say, okay, but I'm
a nonstop haggle.
Yeah.
Everything's a haggle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to befriend a doctor who works in an office.
We have enough history, though, to know nail and foot, tetanus shot, done. You don't have to be looking at it, doctor. All right?
Exactly.
I know what's... The doctor's like, yeah, you know, I could probably pull 180 out of that.
He's like, what is this thing that I'm pulling out? And I was like, that's part
of my sock. He
probably
planted it. He might have planted
it. Oh, and this is rich. This is you guys get a kick out of this.
What was that, though?
The description of the surgical procedure says, a removal of object embedded deep below the skin surface.
The dermis. The dermis?
It was like the width of a hair into my foot. Why was that Irish there at the end? Hey, it's the width of a hair into my foot.
You could have got a seamstress to remove that.
So I went through toll roads. Remember I told you the story, I think, not too long ago? Like both ways. I had to go down to this function for camp down south, and I was following Waze, and Waze doesn't give a fuck. They'll take you right through toll roads.
Yeah,
so I'm zipping through a toll road.
Right through a fucking farmer's market.
There's a fucking mailman behind me right on my ass. It's obviously his route, and he's like honking at me because I'm slowing down. I see the camera, and I'm doing this old Jewish man like, eh? Like I got my hands in the air because I know my picture's being taken. And I was in my head, I was thinking maybe
is that what old Jewish men do?
Yeah, like, I was imagining in that split moment, like somebody at the toll booth little camera picture thing is going to look at the picture and say, oh, that guy was confused and didn't mean to go through the tolls and never send me a bill.
Just delete.
So they have like signs like you got 5 days to pay this toll now. Yeah. Like they're boasting about how it's 5 days, yep. no longer two.
Yep.
All right, well, there's a website and some shit, right? Yep. So I go and get exceptionally hammered for a night, and then I zip back home the very next day. It was a camp event, but it was off the books, and it was a bunch of camp people
getting
together.
Came back that same night.
I came back the next morning, the next day. I slept in this place. Not well.
I thought you were just trying to make it seem like you didn't.
No, it was like a function. It was like a gathering of camp
fucks.
Came
back the next day, 12.05 a.m.
Came back. What am I doing? Zipping through another toll road. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Do not forget to go within 5 days. Do some kind of Google search for toll roads for OC shit.
Yep.
I looked it up. I typed in my little shit, right? My license plate number and the date that I went through these goddamn toll roads. They're like, oh, no, too late. It's been past 5 days. Wait until you get your penalty in the mail. Got the penalty in the mail 3 months later, and it was, did I tell you that? Guys,
no. How much?
It was $5 one way for the toll.
Yep.
$4 the other way for the toll. $100 fine each way, so $209 they wanted these fucks.
Yeah.
$209.
I'm having the same problem because I did this on 4th of July weekend going down to San Diego. Mm-hmm.
Here's what you do. Nothing.
Yeah.
You do nothing.
You do nothing.
3 weeks later, it's a fucking, because I think it's illegal. I don't think they can get away with this.
I don't think they have like the jurisdiction to damage your license.
Three weeks later, they can send you in a collection if they want. But 3 weeks later, I got another letter in the mail from them because I was still trying to figure out what to do. And I found out that like there is a thing that you can do on the site and like pay $30 for like some kind of like enrollment fee, $30, and then they'll waive it. Mm-hmm. But it's like deep. You got to look deep. But about 3 weeks later, I got a letter in the mail, essentially an apology from them saying, hey, you know what? Don't pay that fine. Just pay the $9. Go online right now. And we're sorry.
It sounds like they know it's bullshit. And but they're just hoping within that little time period that you just wrote a check.
Yeah, I'd say probably like 10% of people just pay it.
I got one I got the violation. But their website itself says if this is your first time violating,
yes,
we will only bill you for the toll you should have paid. But then the next time.
What is this? Is this the same toll roads?
It's thetollroads.com. It was like, you'll be whatever. And then I went on and I sent them an appeal. I sent them a written appeal. I was like, you guys billed me the full thing. I've never had a violation, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, we'll get back to you within 7 days. Mm-hmm. And it's been like 2 weeks and I've heard nothing.
Don't worry. Don't sweat it. You're fine. All right, let's move on.
I had a transponder. I had a transponder for about 5 years.
You had two.
But it was $50 a month. It was a deal from Costco. Uh-huh. And I never really looked into the details of it, but I know I used it once a week one time.
Right.
And it took me 5 years to realize that's not $50 a month.
Maybe $40.
Maybe. $20.
Okay, let's not talk about toll roads. I'm sorry. That was my fault. I brought the toll roads up.
I just like to bring up great stories that show how stupid I am.
Nail in the head story.
Mm-hmm. Tennis shot?
Two nights ago. I have not got one. Maybe I need to get one. Two nights ago. I'm in, you guys are familiar with my house, what I call the office, but it's just where Jillian puts all of my shit.
Sorry, real quick.
Is that the room with all those nails sticking out of the ceiling?
Even more annoying about the tennis shot is they're good. They cover you for 10 years. Uh-huh. My last one was 11 years ago, like on the dot.
I'm so dumb. I'm thinking like I'm going to lie to nature and say that I got one. It doesn't work
that
way.
That's not going to say you're a lockjaw.
Well, let's be honest here for a moment.
It wasn't rusty. All right, so listen, Eric. Here's it. You guys tell me. Maybe I do need to go get one.
Mine was a fucking horrific rusty nail.
How long do I have to take? All right, here. It's where I have the cat litter, and I have the cat food in there, and I have a old piece of shit computer, and it's where I do some editing sometimes for work, and I hate that room, and I never go in there, but I keep all, like, Jillian, I know every time she cleans up the house and something's missing, I'm like, I'll just go in there, and like, it's what you would call the hell room.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Drew was talking about this. I don't know if it was on the program or not, but Drew and Susan, his wife, Dr. Drew, they have a room that's similar to that called the Hell Room.
Really?
Where they put everything, like all the junk. Like there's no place for it, and we'll put it in that room. It's like the spare room.
Drew has
one
of those rooms?
It's almost like a spare drawer.
Oh, the drawer's
in the
worst.
Kitchen, but
the drawer's
it's a room.
The worst.
It's a whole room. Right?
How did my drawer get filled up with shit?
We got one miscellaneous.
What's the deal?
Yeah.
Drawer.
No, but my drawer is packed full of shit that I don't like. Whenever I have bolts that are extra left out,
you might need those one day.
I throw them in there and they just sit there and it's a pile now and it's just AA batteries.
It sounds like he's a comedian that knows he's describing the drawer that everyone has. Yeah.
No, but
he's saying it as if it's a unique thing.
I just made notice of this because I needed my wire clippers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how did this fucking drawer that was empty two years ago, it's filled with shit that I don't want? like those little clippy things. There's Velcro. There's all kinds of stuff that I can't bring myself to throw away.
Right.
Because you're going to need it someday.
Hey, oh, wait, shit. I keep meaning to open every program with this because I don't know how to let people know. If you bought a ticket for a cold cockle night and you're hearing this right now, you're wondering where your ticket is and you're concerned, I got a number of emails from you. I should have told, it's on the site, but maybe you don't read the fine print. Your name is on the will call. You're going to be good. Don't sweat it.
Who's,
right?
Who's doing the will call?
I don't know.
That's built confidence in the buyers.
Find somebody on. No, I got a couple of people. Diana Van Camp. She could be one of the people there. My buddy Greg. Greg's going to be there. People that worked on the films. No, that's Mike.
Oh.
How do you forget your own name?
Mike's Mike. Greg.
So, back to Dr. Drew, right?
Yeah, he's got a.
We were talking about Mexican superstitions or something.
Yeah.
Because Catherine was Mexican, and we can talk about that. And I think it was mainly off air. And Drew was saying that they had some workers in the house that were like working on something in the house. They had a problem, and there are a couple Mexican gentlemen, and they overheard Drew and Susan talking about, yeah, it's probably back there in the hell room. And then like it was like 20 minutes later, and they're like talking to these like these workers, and they're like, yeah, we need you to go to, and they were both terrified. They're like, no, we are not going towards hell. We do not want to go to hell room.
It's where are they from?
They're from Mexico. I don't want to do like the thing. We are not going to the hell room, eh? But they're like, they're really worried about the hell room.
It's
like
back
they thought that it was like a real thing.
It's outside next to the chupacabra cage.
We are not going to the hell room, no. We can do not to go back
it's
there.
Near that giant box of condoms where the chupacabra lives.
Hell room. So I'm in my own hell room. Okay, there's some kind of beetle or stink bug or something. The cat obviously fucking brought it in. God damn that cat!
God damn that cat in the hell room.
Like
so
if Edgar Allan Poe was around in the 2000s,
so I can't have a dead bug in my house.
No,
so,
of course not.
I am on like maybe 4 hours.
You should get like a little Frankenstein lab.
I promise
you, to life.
When I tell you this story, I'm not drinking at all. Right? This is just me sleep deprived and wearing shorts that are too short.
Ooh.
So, I mean, they hang down. So, like, when you try and raise your knee, like,
yeah,
to get caught.
Drags. Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, so you can't fully extend. Yeah, so, yeah. I got the broom, and I'm the total pab, as we all know, and I got the dust yeah, collector, yeah, right? I sweep up the little beetle thing. And I'm like holding it, and I'm nervous about it, and I'm half asleep, and I'm trying to. I have a gate, I should say, a little like it's like a toddler
it's
gate.
The gates of hell
that separates the hell room
yeah,
from the dogs, because God forbid the dogs have access to that room with the cat stuff in there. Urine everywhere. There'd be urine, so I got to, and they'd be eating the cat food.
Farley likes to eat Henry's shit
right
out of the
that
box.
That could happen as
yeah,
well.
I'm glad I don't have a pet right now. Sounds horrible.
So
you don't have to have a cat and a dog.
Every time I go in and out of my hell room. I gotta like walk, step over this fucking this gate. So I'm stepped over, and I'm coming back out with my hands full because I got the broom in one yeah, hand and the dust with the.
You
with
have a dustpan with a stick.
Dustpan? It's just a dustpan and a broom.
Like you don't have a Disneyland one?
No, what is that?
I have one of those.
What? Yeah. How do you guys both know what that's? What?
You should put on.
Mine
to.
Doesn't have the hinge though.
You should get like a Disneyland costume and put it on every time you sweep.
So
you kind
I'm
of make
stepping
it fun for the wife.
Now you guys know, like, all right, you're walking out of the one room, right, where the
yeah, I'm
where
familiar,
the gate is.
Very familiar with it.
And right to the left is my bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right
and
to the left.
Right to the left, and on that wall. So if you're facing the hell room, if you're like facing me coming out of the hell room,
yeah,
on the wall in the bathroom, right to the right.
It's a rusty
right to
nail.
The left. It's a nail holding a calendar in the wall.
Okay.
I step up with the broom and the dust bunny or dust pan and the beetle in between, and my leg gets caught and I can't clear the gate. And next thing you know, I'm stumbling, falling, panicked about this goddamn beetle, just focused on it. Somehow hit the door jam of the bathroom, slam into the bathroom. My head slams into the wall, fucking nail right in my head.
That's unbelievable.
And the fucking
That's
beetle on the ground.
You have tetanus brain now.
But it's just like a little nail for the calendar. It's not like it's outside.
I don't know. I don't know how tetanus works.
How does it work?
I don't know.
I mean,
man.
If you're a doctor, you're gonna say, hey, you know what? You need like $180.
Of course, if you're a doctor, you looked at a rusty nail. You better get in here and get a shot.
But there's a lot of blood, and I put Neosporin and hydrogen peroxide.
That does it.
And what's the alcohol? Rubbing alcohol.
You're fine.
I'm good, right?
What happens if this tetanus manifests itself? Like, how are we going to know you have it?
Is it lockjaw?
Yeah.
So if you're talking weird Saturday night, we should maybe.
Yeah, Evangeline's like, I like my movies.
There's just foam coming out of his mouth.
I'm kind of winging it. Is that a bad thing?
No. No. The films are done.
You should moderate your own self at the thing as a tune-up for your Greg experience.
That's not bad. That's not a bad idea.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to moderate myself. It is nice. You know what's comforting? Going in there with a plan. Going in there with something, some actual material.
Yeah.
Not going in there with a couple of pads on the skateboard dressed as Santa. Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, everybody. Watch your money get flushed down the drain.
These finished works, that's going to be the meat.
Yeah, it's nice to have something to lean on, which is the movie.
Yep. It's like being a DJ. You're going to your performance, and you know I have to perform, but then you realize all I'm doing is pushing play.
Don't.
Oh, God.
Don't compare me to a DJ. Should I mix my movies? Should I mix them? Forwards and backwards, and then start playing one and then play the other. No.
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm going to try not to wax poetic too much up there. I'm going to try and keep it brief.
Cut to before the first thing.
Cut to, I'm going to be doing a lot of apologizing.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Oh, it's going to start with that, yeah.
Fast forward 2 hours, you're pacing back and forth in your big poofy pants.
Yeah, I'm going to wear the poofy pants. And I'm going to have a beret. Jillian's demanding a beret, and I'm going to.
I have a beret you can borrow.
Is it in that drawer?
Can I have it?
Yeah.
Because yeah, you're never going to wear it.
Of course I'm not going to wear it.
You're going to wear it whether or not
I know where I got it.
But if I were to actually wear it, there's no way, especially with my Tetris head. Tetris head.
Nerds just got excited. Did you say yes, Tetris head?
I don't think.
Put down the ball.
Tetris is reserved solely for nerds. I think it's a pretty.
So I was putting together the playlist for the music that's going to play, for Doors, because you need to have a little music, right? Some obnoxious music. I put a lot of obnoxious stuff in there.
That's great.
Mostly my stuff, though. It's stuff that I love.
You need to set the mood, though. You got to do the right thing. Otherwise, people are going to be like on edge before
the
first
mood,
video.
Tyler? What is the mood? Am I supposed
to
make people relax?
Fun times.
It's everything.
You want them nervous?
Yeah. I want them stressed.
You want them very nervous.
Anyways, I made a judgment call when I put together this mix, right? Because I'm trying to make it as simple as possible for the guy that's running it. And so I made an hour-long mix where I just went in and made a montage. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I decided to put, you remember that horrible DJ high-tech, the D-N word song that got stuck and it kept getting louder and louder at the red light? And it's them quoting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you might want to rethink
about
that.
About who's going to
You might want to rethink that when you look over and the bartender's black.
No, it has nothing to do with black. It has to do with the F word that's no longer said because it's derogatory towards gay and how he's going to fuck you in the ass.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was
DJ
a racist
DJ High
thing.
Tech will fuck you in the ass, you punk-ass white boy. DJ High Tech will... Yeah.
Can I ask you
and
a
then
question?
I remembered, my mom's going, and she's bringing a friend, and it's like, hey, what
She'll
if that song's
She'll just start
on?
Tapping her head. It'll be fine.
So I pulled it.
Yeah,
I replaced it with Tweaker by the Moist Boys, which is all about a guy who does a lot of speed.
So when are you going to go in and check the sound and everything?
Early.
Yeah. What's the projector sitch?
Oh, yeah. Projector. Everything. They made adjustments at their end. I made adjustments at my end. And now it's totally feasible and I can deal. Oh, it was unacceptable to begin with. But I can go with the projector there.
Are there going to be seats?
There's going to be couches and high tops and chairs.
High tops.
It's like bar term for tell them what it is.
Converse.
High top.
Converse shoes. Those would be Converse shoes you can put on.
Yeah. High tables.
But I mean, are they putting out chairs? So everyone's going to have a seat.
It's not going to be like audience sitting. It's going to be like chill with big love seats and couches
what I'm saying
and chairs.
Is,
and
am
you're
I going
to have
to be
a spot.
Able to sit and enjoy my popcorn?
You're smuggling in.
Alone.
Can I bring a lawn chair?
Dude, if I find out that you're doing coding at my show, Mike.
I'm not doing coding.
Oh,
I'm doing coding. I want to have it.
You
want to
be hooked on coding.
I know. It's the only thing that makes this cough go away. And
don't get all sad on me now. That was sad.
I just want to stop coughing.
You know what's kind of cool is you've not seen your movie yet.
No.
That's fucking insane.
I've only seen one of your films.
Uh-huh. That stresses me out.
What? How many have I seen?
One, I guess.
No, what?
Zero.
No, you've seen. You guys were in that. No, okay, so you guys have seen
I basically
Sex Talk.
Was Cult of Carano. Let's get that straight.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you've seen Zero.
Well, no, I'm showing the dog walking one, and I'm showing Sex Talk.
Okay.
So you guys have seen those.
I saw your black and white one a long time ago.
All right. So you guys, all right. What are you doing? Blow over there.
I got the sniffs.
You need a little coating?
Yes.
A little tetanus shot. Was that real?
Prilosec.
That was real.
You just do that?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that, kid?
We're seeing Reel it in. We never seen before, kid.
Jay, you hear that noise that got me? I can't do voices. What am I doing?
You sure?
Yeah. I will say that that New England accent is my least favorite.
I thought your least favorite was Vietnamese.
No, that's the least attractive. But my least favorite is, like, Brooklyn doesn't bother me one bit, but New England does. Anderson.
Yeah.
Maybe Tyler.
What?
What is this?
Well, it doesn't seem like this would be something you see. I watched a movie on HBO.
I haven't even told you my Brushin.
Oh, we'll get to the Brushin.
Apparently not. The song's playing.
I watched a movie by James Tobin called Black and White. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Is that the one with Bill Burr?
I saw it in the theater, and I enjoyed. I really liked the Mike Tyson and RDJ.
Bill Burr's in that, right?
And I loved. No.
What?
And I loved. He's talking about the old Black and White. You're talking about it's from like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Claudia Schiffer?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I liked it very much. It was uncomfortable.
Very
the one when Robert Downey Jr., who's still doing a lot of drugs, is coming on to Mike Tyson at that party. Oh, yeah. It's so uncomfy.
Well, what about when he's like fingering
James
those two chicks in the park in the beginning?
We'll get off the fingering. Is that your thing?
They got off of
fingering. Hey, you want me to call you up before your movie?
What do you mean?
You need to come up there and kind of I can lean on you and you can talk.
No. No? I thought you meant like I'm not going to be in the room. Yeah, call me. Let me know. I'll come in from outside.
No, you come up and
that's unnecessary.
I'm going to release an unauthorized exposé, my tell-all book about the experience of being on the Cult of Corona shoot.
I'll be busy shooting.
It was very hot and sweaty.
I'll be busy shooting a behind-the-scenes documentary.
Hey, if I see you on your goddamn phone doing podcasting while drinking codeine at my show,
what happens?
Very upset. Very upset. Oh, we didn't even talk about our date, which didn't really happen.
What?
What was the date?
He was the third wheel. He came and he met Tyler. I mean, he met... He met Jillian and I. We went to a little amusement park.
Oh, yeah. Must be nice.
And then we went to a ride. And we're like, hey, let's go. We're going to Goliath. And Mike's like, nah. And that was the last I saw Mike. Like, we walked.
You just Irish goodbye.
Park, and that was it.
Do you want to know what I did for the next 2 hours?
We went to Magic Mountain, Six Flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the next
We met Trevor and Lauren there.
Yep.
And their kids. And then we all split up as soon as we got into
the park. Let me just state for the record, I thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
I spent the next 2 hours walking around trying to wonder if I spent enough time here to show my appreciation for the ticket and couldn't wait to get the fuck out of that place.
It was a lot more crowded than you. They have like a K-Rock. Like
I didn't think it was crowded at all. I just don't dig the vibe there at all. I'm not going on any of those rides.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it was depressing to me being in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Because it just looks like everybody was tired. It looked like everybody didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get that?
You're just projecting yourself on everyone's
face. The workers or the attendees?
The attendees. It looked like people were just walking around moping.
Yeah. All right, Ty, Brushin, tell us, please, before this song ends. You have 20 seconds.
Three nights ago, I tweeted about this, but I'll flesh out the story.
What a tweet! You have 52 seconds.
Okay, so Lauren and I were walking Farley at about
11:30.
Our small hell dog, and
Mexicans are scared of him.
Yeah, yes.
Her hell dog.
And
call back.
We're coming back, and we live close to a hospital, which like they take all the homeless people there and then release them. You know, a day later, and then they all go to the park that's like across the street from our house.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Catch back the diseases they just got cured.
Get to raise my kid here.
You had a kid?
Yeah. Did you hear that? We might find out the sex tomorrow. Ooh.
Oh, cool.
And as we're walking up to our place, Farley starts barking like fucking crazy. And I see a shadow of a man walking across like our entryway, dragging a bike and a big wagon behind him. And can clearly tell this man is not anyone who lives at our apartment unit.
They're like a radio flyer? Like wagon?
It's similar, but bigger and like made of canvas. Like some probably like L.L. Bean, like $150, you know, $200 thing.
Oh,
to,
really?
Take your kids at the beach and carry things. So if you're homeless, a good thing to like attach to the back of your bike and carry stuff around.
Yeah. FYI.
And so I knew this shadowy, skinny man in the dark who was taking this was not my neighbor. So Farley's barking, and he kind of stops mid-exit from our entryway and is now standing there with the bike and with the thing kind of looking at us, and we're looking at him. We're about 10 feet away. And then he just walks over to his bike and starts to like check his tire pressure while the wagon is just sitting like halfway down one of the steps that basically is between the public sidewalk and our front yard area. To which we finally just...
Excuse me, sir, please move your basket.
We just walk towards him, and Farley and Lauren go past him, and I kind of like look him up and down, and I look at the thing, and then I just walk past it, and I go inside, because I figured, you know, whatever, I'm not gonna, I live in kind of like an urban area. I'm not going to confront this man about, and like, I'm not going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
Isn't he just like walking
over
by?
This wagon.
I don't get it.
He rode by on his bike, saw this thing that they keep over by their front door, which is totally visible from the street. And then he's taking something. He's stealing this.
Oh, I totally missed that. I thought he was just cruising by your house. He stopped in front of your house. I thought you were sizing him up like he doesn't look like the kind of guy that would have a wagon. My wife is pregnant. He was walking off of our property.
Son doesn't like wagons.
So he's stealing this $200 something wagon from my neighbor.
Right. Dude, it's real simple. Just go, yo, hey, is that yours, bud? What are you doing with my wagon? And then you can use the accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, old kid, what are you doing with the wagon, kid?
What is that thing?
At the last second, my hand started to reach out to just grab the wagon and just start.
No, that's the worst
just start
thing.
Walking back onto the property with it.
Actually, yes. that'd be pretty strong.
Not even say anything. Yeah. Just take the wagon.
It's like a little kid. Like, no, we don't do that, Johnny.
Sir,
we don't do that. Sir.
So how did it get resolved?
Well, that was the awkward thing, was then he just stayed there by the bike, and we walk up, and our house, our front door is right there where he was standing, so he just knows where we live.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
So we just walk inside, close it, we like start looking out the window, and he disappears. He left the wagon just right there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, so do I go out and get it? Do I call the police? What do I?
A man touched a wagon.
So I put.
Can he just leave it?
Put
yeah,
a knife.
Gotta be honest, you're not a good neighbor.
I put a knife in my back pocket.
No, you did not.
Went back outside. I
no,
grabbed,
you did not.
Grabbed
did
the
what
wagon.
Are you doing? Like this homeless guy?
What are you, fucking Bruto?
Well, I looked out the window and he wasn't there anymore. I didn't know if he was hiding or something.
Were you gonna stab him?
What are you doing with a knife?
I don't know,
dude. Knife, not smart, Ty Ty.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
What kind of a knife? Was it like a butcher knife,
pepper
steak
spray.
Knife?
No, it was like a steak knife. I grabbed it off my plate from dinner.
That was the worst thing ever.
Why?
If you slash that man, no matter what happens.
Wait, you guys left your dinner on the table and went for a walk.
Are you prepared to
dog?
Pull that knife and like say, hey, sir, leave the wagon?
Are you going to plunge that knife into that homeless guy's chest for a wagon?
All I know is that my front yard is like pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went out, got the wagon.
Did the wagon taker match the front?
Are you asking us to patrol your neighborhood?
He was a Hispanic man.
Should have told him it's a devil wagon.
So what's going on? Is the wagon safe and sound?
Wagon's safe and
sound.
Was
there a child in the wagon?
Did you tell your neighbors about it?
Why was this wagon so important to you? It's your own dumb fucking neighbor's fault for leaving the wagon out front.
Yeah, I don't need people walking around on my property thinking that they can just take things all the time.
Oh, look at Tyler becoming a fucking suburbanite. Look at Tyler.
Yeah,
you better
my neighborhood,
this guy
sir.
Come
not
back.
A suburbanite at all. I live next to the freeway.
Yeah, I know, but you're practicing.
Steak knife.
Yeah. I don't need these men coming onto my property and taking my neighbors, my brother, and things.
What happened to the machete I gave you?
That's under my bed.
That would be much stronger. Walk out with a machete. Yeah. I you know what?
Sharpen
I really
it first though.
I've come around. I did not like the idea of you reaching out and just pulling it back onto the property.
Yeah.
But the more I think about that, that's the strongest move.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea that you're going to interfere with
and
this
just
guy's
while
crime
shaking your
and
head
you guys
slowly.
Are just looking out from your blinds. Oh, yeah, he's taking it.
So he just thought about taking the wagon, and then he didn't take the fucking wagon.
He,
is that what
he
happened?
If we had not come around the corner.
He was mid-steal.
So he saw you.
Yeah. He had taken it about 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we came up, he stopped and just left it awkwardly, like where we had to like walk around it, and he had to act like he was checking his bike pressure at midnight in front of our house.
Yeah. I don't know how Mike and I both missed that entire chunk. I thought he was just walking by with his own wagon.
No.
Maybe because I got hung up on like radio flyer and you got hung up
Did
on,
you
like,
tell your neighbor, though?
No.
We haven't seen them yet.
Yeah,
you know
tell
your
neighbor?
I know their names.
Do you like them?
Kind of cute to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Except for they leave their wagon lying around.
Most of the people in our place are really nice, but there's one. There's two gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I believe they're.
Of the homosexual persuasion. Is that what you're trying to say?
I believe so. They will just. They'll grunt at me if I say hello. They will straight up ignore Lauren. Lauren will say hi, and they'll just look at her and
keep
walking.
Fuck those guys. I hope
it's
it was their wagon,
weird.
And you should have helped the guy. With it down the street.
They
got, a little push.
They got their bike stolen a couple months ago.
Was it like one of those tandem bikes?
No, it was a tandem bike.
What the fuck? So they grunt at you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, hi, and they'll be like,
You know what's funny about that is when I lived in West Hollywood, I was maybe the only straight guy in my building. That's just my guess.
And they all grunted?
There's a lot of guys that wouldn't say hi to me in the elevator and stuff. They just,
you know what?
The first thing they ever said to Lauren was one of the other tenants introduced them. They're like, oh, this is Lauren. She's moving into Zoe's place, her grandma's place mm-hmm. that we're living in now. He didn't say hi or nice to meet you. He just said, that was fast, and then walked inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Nice. Just what I need around here is a vagina.
I know this probably isn't very PC to say. But you know what? A lot of homosexual guys.
Right there, people would be like, wait, the fuck?
A lot of homosexual guys, they got chips.
Not
chips
a lot.
On the shoulders.
Not a lot, but I've run into some that definitely
What are you trying to bring it back to the PC?
No, but I'm thinking a number. I'm thinking about the people that I actually know that I'm friends with. They don't have chips. But
chips on the shoulder. It's a term, guys. It means that they're ready for to be. They're pissed.
I have known a few gay guys that just refuse to acknowledge that you, as a straight guy, weren't gay.
You know what? And I might be way off here, but this is my take on this is my belief, and I'm being completely honest here, and this is how I see it because I've spent a lot of time in West Hollywood as well throughout mm-hmm. the '90s, and you know I still have some very good friends that are gay. I'm the farthest thing from homophobic. I would sleep in a bed with a gay man without any concern at all. I'm not homophobic at all. I have no problem with that. However, I do think that a lot of people that live in LA, period, are kind of this way. But I think especially some of the gay guys who grew up like in rural parts of America and they're maybe brutally teased and maybe even beat up and a lot of homophobia happened to them. And then they move out here and they're kind of surrounded by more of their own people. And they feel like it's time to pay back and fuck everybody else. And I got my own people.
That's how I see it. Yeah, I haven't
some
seen
the,
it that
the
much.
The ones that are dicks, like the guys that Tyler is explaining, those guys are fucks.
I wonder, the only thing that I...
That was fast.
The thing I wonder is maybe because Lauren...
What does he mean? Your grandma didn't die. She moved out.
I know.
Hey, but you know what? Here's the thing is also, we're not taking into account, is they could just be assholes.
Yeah.
That also happen to be gay.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of straight guys that are assholes. Absolutely. What were you going to say?
I wonder if Lauren's grandma is an older, very conservative Christian lady.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
I just wonder if she's ever said something.
I bet.
Or, you know,
association.
They're just like, oh, you guys are like that too.
What do you think she might have said, and how would she have said it?
These goddamn fudge packers.
No, she wouldn't do that. But it would be like just like
that's a Christian thing to say.
It's weird. Jesus.
She says things that are offensive that she doesn't realize are offensive.
Right. Well,
like she got really excited when my nephew, who's half black, they were waiting one day for a doctor's appointment, and she like really. She was pointed to my sister-in-law and was like, let's tell her that you're having a black baby. It was a black girl sitting in the lobby, and she like wanted to like tell people like, I'm having a black grandson. So I can see her, you know.
That's cute. She wants to fit in. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't like to generalize, but sometimes, especially when you live in huge metropolis areas and you see groups of people.
But you know what? As far as the gay thing goes, from my perspective,
a lot of the gay guys in West Hollywood, they see themselves as better than everyone else.
Yes.
And that has nothing to do with them being gay. It's just...
The West Hollywood gay population is not the norm for gay men.
It's true. But a lot of those guys are dicks. You know what I'm talking about?
The same way that
hipsters are dicks. Like the same kind of vibe.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the kind of guy that moves to West Hollywood, in my opinion...
And they look down on everybody else.
I think if you want to live off of Santa Monica Boulevard, you're the kind of guy that just wants to get fucked up and fucked every single night. You're not moving
not
there.
To, glorious. Not to generalize.
No,
can you
but
imagine
I mean,
how glorious that
if,
would be?
If
though?
I'm gay and I'm a regular, like, working stiff gay dude, I want to live in a nice neighborhood
right.
with my husband or boyfriend. I don't want to live in fucking party town where it's...
Oh, it's so great, though, especially if you spent a lot, like, growing up and, like, you know, I can only imagine how hard it would be to be growing up gay, especially, like, in other parts. I mean,
yeah.
I definitely don't know what it's like because I grew up in L.A. where it's, like, pretty tolerant
yeah.
and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But growing up, like, in a more conservative part of the country or the world
yep.
and then
yep.
and being terrified, not knowing how to come out to your parents and all
yep.
that, and then you finally, like, get to a place where you can move away from all that and be around your own people. Oh, it'd be so glorious. But those are the people, the individuals.
I talked to someone about
our dicks a lot of times.
And he told me when I first came to L.A., I went to Santa Monica Boulevard, and I felt like I was in Disneyland.
Yeah.
He goes, I was like, this is unbelievable. There's dudes with their shirts off dancing on tables, and I went, this is the greatest place I've ever seen.
It'd be like going to a strip joint where everyone's hot.
Yep.
They're all into you, except it's like a public street.
Absolutely.
Oh, I want to be... We gotta go.
It's just like that.
It's exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's a public street strip club where everyone's into you.
Can we figure out how to end this fucking show? How do we say goodbye?
Yeah, we can do a countdown.
I thought we said thanks for having us share
thanks
the
for
week.
Making us a part of your week. That's...
See you Saturday night.
10.
Wait, do you want us
9,
to go to that thing?
8. 7.
Send us edibles.
6. Tyler.
Codeine.